Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Orly Benny Davis and this is from Jerusalem with Love. Today is November 25th, 2020. And we are here in Israel, the Holy Land, holding short from Thanksgiving that will be celebrated worldwide tomorrow. With special effort of caring and attentive care for all the old people and all the loved ones. And there are some loved ones that are far away and some people that are alone in this Thanksgiving. That's why we have a special program for them to celebrate. But we're celebrating one thing. We want to celebrate and thank the all God Almighty that give us what a blessing all these years. And we are so thankful for everything that we got so far. And more than ever that we survived it that far. It was such a challenging year for everybody, and Thanksgiving is almost the end, you know, and it's getting ready to the holiday season, to Hanukkah and everything, and we all are amazed what we had to go through, and the people do have a hard time. This holiday season needs to be very, very caring for all of us, and especially for people that are alone. That's why our guest in the next segment will be somebody very special that makes something very special for this Thanksgiving. So I thought it will be appropriate. But, you know, this day is also the day that we recognize the International Day for the elimination of violence against women. What a coincidence. You know, Thanksgiving is like tomorrow. We are thanking everybody and thanking the mom. And all of a sudden, we have a day before International Day for elimination of violence. So we'll talk about this. But let's stay put. We're going to a break. And after that, we'll talk, hopefully, to Benjamin David from Cinnamon Catering in Jerusalem. Okay, so stay put, then we'll be back after this.
The return of the Jewish people to the land of Israel was prophesied in the Bible thousands of years ago and is coming true today. Shalom. Join me, Josh Wander, on Israel Unplugged. Listen in as we delve into the spiritual and physical aspects of the Jewish return to Zion. We'll discuss the biblically mandated, historic, and of course practical understandings of this incredible transition from exile to redemption. That's Israel Unplugged, every Monday on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is from Jerusalem with Love, a Thanksgiving version of our beloved, Holy Land to the whole world. Thanksgiving is a time when we give thanks to whatever we got this year. It doesn't matter if you think it was bad or is good or if it's excellent or not so much. It's the fact that it was meant to be. This is your year. This is the time that you learn what you need to be learning. And I want to start with thanking all our friends from all the world, from United States, from Israel, from Canada, from United Kingdom, from Germany, Spain, Norway, France, Netherlands, and Brazil. We have so many friends all around the globe that they're listening, and they all know that how much we're thankful for them and how much we appreciate their listening in. Israeli News Talk Radio tries to be the best for you to give you what it is. And right now we have a special guest, Benjamin David from Jerusalem Catering, Cinnamon Catering. Hello, Benjamin.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for taking time from this busy holiday season. Tell me, what you're up to? You tell me what you guys are preparing for tomorrow, for Thanksgiving.
So we're cooking for about 800 people this week, and 350 of those are lone soldiers from all over the world, but mostly English-speaking lone soldiers. And in addition, private homes, we're cooking for a lot of different people, a gap year program that's also in Israel. We're going all over the country, in the north, the south, and we're making classic turkey and all the fixings. Everything we do homemade, so it's really nice stuff, really nice sauces, really nice flavors, and we're just happy to be a part of everybody's table for Thanksgiving and for Shabbat.
And we're so thankful for you, because that's an amazing thing. First of all, it's come from Jerusalem, so it's double blessed. And the fact that you care for all those people that, they are English speaking and they need this comfort, they miss home and they have so many people far away. And the comfort of, celebration makes all different. And you guys took this initiative and brought it to Jerusalem and the rest of Israel. This is such a blessing, Benjamin. Now tell me, you've been here for a long time in Israel?
Yeah, my wife and I made Aliyah about 10 years ago. In December, it'll be 10 years. And now we've always lived in Jerusalem since we moved to Israel. And we live in the neighborhood of Armon HaNatziv, which overlooks the Temple Mount the Kotel, the Old City. And we really love it. We've been, we have two children. And we started the company 4 years ago, and we work mostly with American speakers, and we do a lot of different things like this during the year, different traditions that Americans still want to hold on to, even when they move to Israel. For example, for Christmas we do Chinese food because of the Jewish people eating Chinese food in America.
That's true.
So we do all sorts of things like that people are really yearning for and missing from their experience in America.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's such a tradition to eat Chinese food and the holiday of that. It's outside, but only American can understand that. Benjamin, first of all, I know Israel is such a tricky place to live, and it's comforting to learn that you guys found that niche. How many people are people coming and they're responding well? I know that I called for a turkey and it was gone already.
Yeah. So basically, in America, you have a situation where anytime you want a turkey, you can go get it. But in Israel, because of the size, I don't know, I'm assuming it's the size of the ovens and people mostly just eat chicken, but all the turkey goes to shawarma. So it's not an available thing. And so we actually had to order our turkeys 12 days in advance. And we emptied out an entire farm of their turkeys just for Thanksgiving, because we ordered 80 turkeys.
Baruch Hashem. Yeah,
Baruch
thank God
Hashem.
For that. Listen, it's so important, and it's such a factor, because my American friend, they called me, said, did you get the turkey? Because there was a year that I couldn't get it. And I know the trick. You have to find out days in advance, like I called you. And all of a sudden, I hear that you're doing it for a year, so many people, and for lone soldier, bless your heart. And and this holiday, we are very thankful for everybody, everything, especially for life itself. And we must give thanks to God Almighty that gave us the chance. And I'm so happy that we found you, because we want to use, we'll come visit you to see, what other tradition you can have. But it's important for everybody to know that if you come to Jerusalem and you visit Israel and you need some catering or some food that is traditional, please call Benjamin David. Benjamin David, where are you located? Just to let them know.
So we're located in a community center in Talpiot. We rent their kitchen from them. It's in a It's in a central area in Jerusalem. We cook for actually a large group of children. They're called in Hebrew Noar Besikun. So it's kids who are in a you know, not nice situations in their home. And so we get to cook for them every day, their lunch. So that's what we do every day. And then for Shabbat, we do events, of course. And then during for Shabbat, we have a lovely switching menu every single week of a new type of cuisine. So we do everything from American, which is fried chicken, barbecue, brisket. We have American, Chinese, Indian food. So we're always cooking new things, and everything's by delivery. So you place your order online, and it comes to your home for Shabbat.
Oh, yeah, that's terrific. So Cinnamon Catering, that's the name of your establishment,
right? Yeah, the name is Kinamon Catering. It means cinnamon. We were thinking about cinnamon, but Kinamon is a little stronger of a name, and Americans can remember it, even though it's in Hebrew.
Yes, Kinamon Catering. Guys, if you come to visit Israel and you miss your, you know, American food or any kind of traditional Jewish, great Jewish Yiddishkeit, a little, call upon Benjamin, because he does every day a sacred work to help those children that are endangered and are under risk. And he takes the time to help the soldier, lone soldier that are far, and make them feel at home. God bless you all. Really, thank you so much for doing such a sacred job. We appreciate you so much, and we're thankful for you for coming, taking your family, and bringing it home to Israel. Thank you for everything you do.
I appreciate it. I want to make sure that everyone knows we have a big team here, and I couldn't do it without them. I have 8 employees. We're all Olim. We've all made Aliyah from different countries. We have people from Brazil. Cool. My partner's from Brazil. We have people from Russia, Canada, America, England. So we're really an international company, but for all people who, you know, Kibbutz Galuyot is a big thing, and we all are experiencing that in a big way here in here at Kinamon, and it's just been a lovely couple of years, and we hope once this big problem ends with COVID and Corona, then we'll be back stronger than ever. But it's been a really wonderful year, thank God for us. We're continuing on, and yeah, thank you for being in touch with us. We really appreciate it.
Yes. We found you because, you know, God always finds the right people, and you're an angel for us. You're doing the right thing in the right place in the right time. That's amazing.
That's right.
God bless you.
Once people move to Jerusalem, they feel Ashkacha Pratit, the hand of Hashem in everything. And it's been really, really wonderful. It's sort of a snowball of, you know, things really working out and being in the right place in the right time and the right plan.
Absolutely, and that's how God wants it. You know, you do your part and he does the rest. Don't worry, everything gonna be okay, guys. Now, this is a blessing to you. Be well, and have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving, and thank you for everything you do. God bless
of
you,
course.
Benjamin.
Thank you so much for having us, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, sir. God bless. Ciao, ciao.
Okay. Have a good night.
All right, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Such a wonderful, wonderful spirit, guys. You see, when you do the right thing, that's what happened. It's amazing. Life is fantastic when you find those people that do the right thing. You know, 300 lone soldier, do you know what they need? They need love. They need caring. And to have this turkey with the stuffing the same way mama does, or kind of, it's always, always a good. And I'm going to go for the biscuit, guys. I miss the biscuit. In Israel, they have incredible bread, but they don't even make donuts. You know, help, guys. If anybody heard me, you know, Dunkin' Donuts or anything, how can a country goes with no donuts, and they have bakeries of all sorts? You know, it's not like you have a hard time. No, they just don't do that for some reason. And there is a lot of, forget the biscuit, you know, well, what about the cornbread? Think it's a killer, but no. Anyway, guys, that was for the Thanksgiving routine. The food, you know, is already yummy and, you know, you're preparing it, I hope. And you get ready and just be watchful. So we're going to go to a break. And after that, we're going to talk about, you know, the International Days for Against Violence Against Women. Something very important to talk, because tradition is also involved in the routine. You know, why we are talking about it in 2020. So let's go to a break and we'll be back after this.
Everyone, this is Andrea Simintoe from Jerusalem, inviting you to drop everything and join me on my show, Pull Up a Chair. We'll visit this week's quirky stories, meet fabulous guests, and discover my Israel. Together, we'll laugh, shout, and explain the topics that make us say, hey, we've got to talk about that. So get comfortable and pull up a chair with me, Andrea Simintoe, every Thursday on Israel News Talk Radio.
Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Did you know this psalm and many others were composed by a Jewish shepherd and musician who later became a king? Would you like to know some of the inner meanings of psalms to help you connect with God and strengthen your soul? An exciting and easy-to-read book is now available, which will help you do just that. Software for the Soul, Psalms for Everyone, available on Kindle, Audible, and Amazon.com. Software for the Soul.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. We want to talk about the issues that are hands. We had a caller before that just called me, and he's our usual caller. And I'm so happy and honored that he is listening to us. And yes, the concern is real. And peace in the world is important, and especially when you want to make peace, you make sure that you don't send some balloons to blow up the other country. Because if you want to be taken seriously, you don't negotiate that way. You see, negotiation, it's easy to go and blow somebody else's place, and you send balloons and you burn and you make the kids afraid. Terrorizing people is a way of trying to push the way through. And that's what we find ourselves in with the women factor. When we talk about violence against women, it's the way that men terrorize women in their household. And now we have the coronavirus, so they stuck with them. And men, in order for them to get their way or, you know, enforce their power over the women, they use an abuse. Now, it's abuse from the very basic put down in the words to make her feel bad, and to a fight, then to aggravated assault. And then, there is those extremists that go bad. Now, let me tell you something. Violence against women, it's not something new, and it's not even something that will go away if we don't start educating our children. Now, we're talking about violence in all the kind of society. People that are more educated, they always find that the woman that talk back to them, or she's a little loud, or she's outspoken, sometimes she has a problem with a man that cannot tolerate this. So he uses his power. Mostly men are more the stronger. And we have another problem when women are beautiful. They have a problem because all the men are looking. And now, why you dress like this? Because they're looking. So they end up not smiling, not talking, dressing up like nuns. So nobody actually look at them. That's where you can recall this conventional wisdom of religious people that dress up very conventionally. They make sure that the women are covered. You know, this is a married woman. You don't talk to her. You don't think. And that's a traditional. And you know what? Who can blame them? Because men in a free world, they feel that, you know, everything is a party. They can go and look at other women. And sometimes the men get abusive at this. So we cannot blame men or women. We can blame society and the education we give. And in the Muslim world, you know, they cover them from top to head to top, and they still kill them because for the honor of the family. If she actually wanted to go away, or she wanted to divorce, or she wanted to walk away, in Israel, it's a sad story. We actually leave it and understand. In the other Arab world, we actually cannot even determine how abused they are because they cannot talk about it, and there is no agencies who do that. Now, my thought always has been that the fact that we don't educate our children. The children needs to be educated from the beginning about the value of human life, right? And it's not like Benjamin Netanyahu that mixed and he said that, you know, even animals you don't beat. It's like, okay, sorry, Benjamin Netanyahu, you did a very big oopsie when you call women animals, and what can we do? You know, he thinks that he can mock us through his wisdom of words. And, you know, for another diverse man, that his wisdom with words is incredible, mighty, Prince Charles, that is going to be a king. And they were saying, you know, he studied a lot about food, but his eloquency in English language is incredible. And we all know that. You can hear that. But he never tried to outsmart us with his wit. He never tried to sell us, you know, cheap. And to go in such an incredible convention like Benjamin Netanyahu went, and sell women cheap and call and insult us, you know, to add, you know, insult to injury, he called us, compare us to animals. Now, why we have this? First of all, let's agree that Benjamin Netanyahu is a chauvinist. Is a chauvinist, is a macho guy. He thinks that he has, and trust me, I don't think that is even, you know, in his life, he was, you know, his brother was beautiful, gorgeous, a hunk. But he's not that kind because he's not cool that the way, you know, hunk people are. So let's assume that Benjamin Netanyahu is a macho because his government is all made by men. And the only women that he has, they are like acting like men because they're screaming and shouting. That probably they beat the, you know, the headache out of them, so they give them a job. But frankly, he's a chauvinist. His woman is not exemplary. She behaves weird, to say the least. And we're not, you know, as American lady, that I myself, I don't find myself even feeling comfortable that she's the wife of the prime minister. It's like insulting us as women. But let's assume that we want to take care of this systematically. The system in Israel is very, very clear. You get married through the rabbinical. You know, it's we're Jewish here. This is a Jewish setting. We love Hashem. We love Hashem, okay? Almighty. But there is a problem. When they sell us democracy, they don't sell women democracy because they took her democracy away when she gets married because the jurisdiction of the rabbinical court makes her dependable, enslaved by a man if he wants to. And by their discretion, they would grant her almighty divorce if she wants, which is not democratic. Okay, so Israel 2020 is working under the presumption that women are free to be taken, married, and worked like crazy, and never get, you know, a divorce if she wants, and if they don't grant her, even if they beat her up. Today there was a story about a woman that came to the court, a rabbinical court, and asked, "Hey, she wants a divorce because he was beating her." Well, you don't have an excuse, a real excuse, but we prove you, you know, that she got beaten. No, the rabbi don't accept this like a reason for her to get a divorce. So, and not just this, I went to the scripture to see the, you know, to understand what the halacha says, because I love the halacha. I love everything that God gives. The only problem is that the men try to translate it for the women. And by that, they're taking away also our rights. Okay, so the rights, I'm not reform, okay? I'm traditional, I love the separation. God bless you all, I like the shul as it is, not a problem. And I want them to read the Torah, I don't want to mix in, I don't want to put the talit on, I want to be nice and covered. But, in order for me to be free, I need to decide if my own will, if I want to get married somebody else. And if you don't let me, it means that you actually enchain the women in Israel. So Israeli women, they go to the army. They even can, you know, can use a very aggressive mode. It can be strong too, and they know what they're doing. But to marry, they should decide if they want to marry the, you know, regularly, or because, and there is no a civil marriage, so anybody who doesn't hold the Jewish faith cannot get married, and you know, and the rabbi also making a hard time to the Ethiopian to deliver, you know, a certificate of Judaism for them. So the truth of the matter, democracy in Israel does not exist 2020 for the women that wants to get married, want to liberate. It's not right, and it's the honest truth. What can I say? I don't like it, and trust me, I know something about all what I mentioned here, because this is the way men decide that they want to leave. And if they still hold power and they control the women in Israel, will never have a democracy and a rule. And Benjamin Netanyahu, you and women have two different worlds. You don't have a key clue. And we have an example very much sitting in your house. So that's it. I don't mean to offend them, but I cannot be thankful for him. That's for sure. So whatever it is, I hope that they have a good life elsewhere. Anyway, we're going to go to a break. I got a little upset by reminding myself that they don't liberate women. And I'm a free woman, thank God, to marry, but after a lot of struggle. God bless you. Let's go to a break and we'll be back after this.
Are you interested in transforming your life, drawing closer to the Creator, and uncovering the deeper meanings and hidden treasures in the Hebrew Bible?
Then join me, Rav Yitzhak Michelson.
And me, William Hall.
On The Science of Kabbalah, where we are seeking to narrow the gap between what we understand of our physical and spiritual worlds. So make sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Israel time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Israel News Talk Radio.
All right, and we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. I'm so sorry I went a little spicy this comment, but, you know, conventional wisdom, sometimes you cannot hold yourself and, you know, pretend. Why do you stick this International Day for Elimination of Violence a day before Thanksgiving? What the moron put that date in the book? It's like I can't tell. And, you know, in the 29th of November, you know, a very important day is 1947. It's the Resolution 181 was adopted by the League of Nations. It was then that recognized the State of Israel. That's something I love, you know, about the United Nations, the fact that they built, help Israel rebuild itself, and why Israel was rebuilt. Israel was rebuilt from the ashes of Holocaust, but it's the ashes of Holocaust was the ashes of 2,000 years in the diaspora, 2,000 years of, you know, going from one place to another. And when people are calling and saying Palestine, and I'm saying, what? Palestine. There was never a country like this. You guys are nomad, and you went, and when they kicked us out from our indigenous land, thank you, Kalman, when they kicked us out, so somebody else come and moved along. Now, when you have a property written by the Bible and 2,000 years of, you know, on history or two temples, and then somebody else come and said, oh, it's mine. No, it's not yours, Palestine. Palestine was named after the enemy of Israel when after the Roman destroyed our temple and took the menorah to Rome and took all the great things that was in the temple. And then they built the Colosseum to memorize their destruction of our holy temple. I don't know what to say about that because I love Italy dearly, but it's like the Roman Empire is gone, thank God. So they're just Italy and they're Republican and Berlusconi worked hard to make some peace with the Jewish people over the years, and he worked really hard, and thank God for him, because in 2008. He sent an envoy to New York to meet me with an advisor to President Clinton to receive the letter to the Jewish people from the Italian government stating that they are going to support us and be, you know, reclaiming our right to be Jewish. And being Jewish is really something that we don't have to claim. It's a duty that bestowed upon us by birth. You know, Jewish people are born Jewish, and they have all this incredible illumination of duty. It's like when you're born a prince or a princess, you know, people think, oh, beautiful, you have a lavish palace to live. But if you see the series, the crown, and you see what Queen Elizabeth, God bless her, went through to it, you know, she gave up, she sacrificed, she even had a fight with her sister to hold to the monarchy, and she did it in such a grace, in such a wisdom, and so many sacrifice. Guys, you don't understand that people that have the duty before God Almighty have to sacrifice their life. You don't walk with God and you think that it's easy. You don't walk with God and thinks that it's gonna be like it's not Las Vegas. You don't win. It's not victory. You don't win. Oh, let's, you know, jackpot. I'm a chosen one. No, 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 no. This is like the devastation of the knowledge that you have to do everything in your power to make sure that God Almighty is the one only that reigns upon this world. Now, people are dense and they don't get it. I've been working on this since I knew that I was chosen since birth. I knew that, because my birth was special, but special in a way that, you know, that, you know, you were chosen. But the fact of the matter is that, and a big light was too. That's why my name is Orly. But it took me a while. I've been, you know, going around and trying to be cool. And I was cool. And I was like in Italy, I was fun, you know. And all of a sudden, you know that you need to go and walk in God's way. And you walk and you sacrifice and you break your heart and you do what needs to be done. And every time you do that, you are like on a stairway. You climb up and you climb up because you're doing the right thing. And you climb up in the way that you evolve. And you evolve and you get more credit or more understanding and more friends and more power. Of course, you get more power, but you evolve. And you walk and you see how many people you touch, how many people you lift up, and how many come in your way. And you remind them that God is incredible. And you give them faith to keep on going. And when they are astray, you know, there are people that went, you know, so they were Democrats, of course, free, they married, but they never married in church. After five kids, all of a sudden, they decide, okay, Orly, we are getting married in church because, you know, you gave us so much love to God that we want to honor him. And, you know, after five kids, they could, you know, it's the civil marriage. But no, they did. And they're my friend, my beloved friends in Iltinen that I miss so dearly. And I'm not going to mention their name because privacy is privacy. But I miss you guys all in South Carolina because there is nothing more beautiful than Thanksgiving there. And Limor, please be well and be happy. I miss you dearly. But holiday in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, in Bluffton, in my house in South Carolina, was the most memorable thing in the world. Because many people come and join us. And of course, there was no corona. We could have the yard and we could have people over, and children would recite the Pellegrin's, you know, routine. And it was a big show. It was awesome. Thanksgiving is not all about the turkey, but it's surely is a part of it. So I hope that tomorrow when you prepare your turkey, you take a minute to bless everybody. And when you welcome your friends or your family, or you only your close one because you are safe or you are needs to be quarantined, just be thankful. No matter what, you survive it. You are alive to this day. When we know how many were gone, God bless their soul. How many beautiful souls are gone. And those people will be missed dearly on the table this year. And those people are missing in people's life. And they went through heck of a time to disappear from this world. And we're going to miss them, but just make sure that you remember them. Make sure that you elevate the spirit to a different level with this be thankful for that, what they contribute to this world. Because without them, we didn't go so far, and they pushed us. And yes, we took the time to learn from them, and we kept on going, but we're keeping on going learning. And being in the Holy Land, you learn one thing, that you have to be thankful every day for God Almighty that brought us back to the land of Israel and give us the honor to be a part of this amazing land of milk and honey. And only the people who eat the food in Israel can understand what's milk and honey and the food in Israel tastes like. It's the most incredible food from that God's blessed us with. And the vegetables taste like veggie, real veggie. We'll talk about it one other time. But remember that no matter what, whoever you are celebrating with, you're never alone. Because when you walk and you're thankful with God, God is caring for you. Yes, and Ashkecha Pratit, he watch under every soul of his God's souls are immense, but he's so powerful. He can control everything. Think if you have a big computer, right? You can control all the end users. So think about God, how he can control all his soul that he disturbed. It's his. It's a part of his entity, his godliness. So may God bless you with all the wisdom, the faith, the love, the caring, the opportunity, and the blossoming of a new age. And I know that Donald Trump is wrestling with whatever it is. Guys, I hope justice will prevail. I hope that you guys understand that truth always come to the surface. So whatever you did, a tricky or dirty game, it will surface. I hope that whatever will come result will be for the best. And whatever we gave, we got from Donald Trump, thank you, Donald Trump. Thank you, thank you. May you win the Nobel Prize, like Kalman said. Yes, we need him to win the Nobel Prize that brought us so many peace in the Middle East. And God bless all our friends from the United Arab Emirates, from Bahrain, from Sudan, and also our new coming new friends, okay? So be well, be strong, be faithful, and be loyal, and be nice to the women in your life. They deserve it. God bless you all. Ciao, ciao.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
If you're hearing this message, everyone else can too. Advertise with Israel News Talk Radio and get your message out to people. We'll build a personalized package for you. Contact advertising at israelnewstalkradio.com.
Straight talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Jake in Anchorage, Alaska, and I love listening to all the super interesting interviews and up-to-date information on what's happening in Israel.
Hello, this is Anna King, originally from London, now living in Israel. And what can I say? Israel News Talk Radio is my cup of tea.
My name is Bhaskar. I'm from India, and I love listening because you get to know the truth and wonderful voices from this lovely country.
Mom!
Okay, wait a minute.
Hi, this is Chava Dax, and I'm calling from the rolling hills of Maale Adumim, just north of Jerusalem. I always listen to Israel News Talk Radio to get all the latest news and commentary and to keep me up to date every day.
This is Sarah Dax from Maale Adumim, and I'm 12. I wish Israel News Talk Radio was boring so my mom wouldn't listen to it all the time. Mom!
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.